Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwambe with my wife, Tarina Mwambe, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio here on the Mwambe World Outreach School of Ministry. Well, beloved ones, the weather here is fine. It's cool. Actually cold when you get out there. It's pretty cold. I'm warm in here. We have had a nice celebration of the new year. It was a great time. We've had our mother-in-law visiting us, her family. She does great things for us. Got me some shoes, got the kids some clothes and stuff. My wife got us some stuff. You know, Christmas is a time of exchanging gifts and love and appreciation for each other. Well, we did just that, and the Lord has so blessed us. We've been moving on under the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost to do great things for the kingdom of God. Well, as you know, we are commencing or starting classes for our Word of Life Bible College International Correspondence School beginning next week on Monday, the 11th of January 2016. We have all our faculty set. They are ready to start teaching. It's not too late for you to join in and study with us, and upon your completion, obtain a diploma in theology and Bible ministries. People have been asking me, do you have the bachelor's degree? Not yet. We are not offering a bachelor's degree right now, but we are offering a one-year diploma study in Bible and Church Ministries. Next year, we shall be offering the Associate of Arts degree in Theology and Bible Ministries. Then the following year, next year will be 2017, following year 2018, we will be offering a three-year bachelor's degree in theology and Bible ministry. So right now, friends, we're just doing a one-year diploma course here at Word of Life Bible College in Dallas, Texas, by long-distance learning or correspondence. Now, we have lecturers, Bishop Chisala, who is resident in South Africa, pastors a big church there, went to school there, graduated, and he pastors a church. He'll be teaching marriage and family. We have Dr. Nkawusu, who is in Zambia. He graduated from our Bible school in Zambia initially with a diploma in Bible, in the Bible and church ministries. Then he went further to do studies in South Africa, where he graduated and had a doctorate in theology. Right now, he teaches and manages a Zambia Bible school there, and he's also a lecturer at the Word of Life Bible Church, a Bible college, International Correspondence School. He's taking the book of, he's doing actually the New Testament study. Then we have Pastor John Lungu, who is also a graduate of the Word of Life Bible College in Zambia, the one which I founded there. She graduated there with a diploma in Bible ministries and the Bible. She also helped teach at the Bible college there in Zambia the book of Acts. She now is teaching the book of John and also helping us as an academic dean here at the Word of Life Bible College. Then we have Pastor Teddy Harawa. He's a graduate of the Word of Life Bible College in Zambia. And right now he serves as a chaplain at the University of Zambia. He'll be teaching the Old Testament psalm. My wife, Elder Mrs. Tarina Mwambe, she's a graduate of the Pentecostal Church and Bible School here in Dallas, Texas. She's originally here in America. She's an American, born here in Little Rock, Arkansas. She'll be teaching the book of Romans. that's my wife, and I will be teaching the first and second Thessalonians in the Bible school right now. Eventually, I'll be teaching the first and second Corinthians and other books of the Bible, and I'll also be teaching homiletics, the art of preaching. I graduated from Nigeria, where I took 2 years of Bible school study at the All Nations for Christ Bible Institute and received a diploma, and I was the school head prefect. I received a diploma in the Bible and theology and Bible ministries in the first year. Then in the second year, I received the Associate of Arts degree in theology and Bible ministries, and I was ordained to the ministry by Archbishop Idahosa in Benin City, Nigeria. I came to Zambia. I founded a ministry known as the Pentecostal Believers Church of God, had 5 acres of land, and built a church which now seats 500 members. And I also founded and opened a Bible college, Word of Life Bible College, and trained pastors. Over 100 pastors were trained in Zambia. I then went to Massachusetts, where I entered the Word of Life, the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, for my Master of Divinity degree program. After I completed the degree program, I started preaching here in the United States as an itinerant evangelist. I preached all over. I've been to St. Louis, Missouri, New York, Queens, New York. I've been to Staten Island, New York. I've been to the Bronx. I've been all over Connecticut, Maryland, Washington, D.C. I've been to Fort Lauderdale. I've preached in Atlanta, Georgia, Tulsa, Oklahoma, North Carolina, in Greensboro, North Carolina. I've been to Roscoe, Illinois. I've preached all over Texarkana here in Texas. Then the Lord told me to settle down. I've been to Europe. I've preached all over in London, South London. I've been to France. I've been to Sweden. But the Lord said, son, settle in Dallas. Start a church. We registered the church here in Dallas, the Word of Life Bible Church, Fellowship International. And God said, open a Bible school. So we opened this international Bible college, International Correspondence School, commencing on Monday. And so all those students who have registered, we are so glad for you. We are praying the Lord's blessings upon your life and ministry and all the lectures. And, you know, those who are still contemplating to join, it's not too late. You can still register and study with us by Monday. Today, God laid upon my heart a message for you. It's from the book of John. Today I would like to share with you and teach you on the subject of believing, simply believing. You know, there is a miracle when you believe things. You see, when you're talking to somebody and they believe you, you become good friends. When they believe you, they trust you. And so I'd like us to turn to the Word of God and look at the book of, or the Gospel according to St. John, reading from chapter number 2. Before we do that, shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon as we ask your grace to be upon us as we read and study the Word of God. I pray for a special anointing upon this teaching and upon all those who are going to listen to this teaching. May the Spirit of the Lord himself abound. May the grace of the Lord prevail. May the hand of God abound. Master, we give you praise and honor that you want to build us up in the most holy faith. Bless and touch those who are going to listen to this message. Build them up in the most holy faith, Lord, we pray with thanksgiving in our hearts, in Jesus' name. As everybody agreed together with us, I said, Amen. Amen. Now, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Listen to the Word of the Lord. This account in John chapter 2 is an account on the first miracle of Jesus that he performed in Galilee. Hear the word of the Lord. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, What have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firstkin apiece. Jesus says unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. Then, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which was worse, but thou hast which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and the disciples believed in him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Here we have a very powerful account, beloved ones. Here is Jesus, the Son of the living God. He was born of Mary, the virgin, as we know, and he has not yet done any miracle. He's now at the age of 30, baptized by John the Baptist. Introduced to the believers, well, there were no believers then, he just introduced to the Jews who were there as he was baptizing in the River Jordan. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And people started coming and he got baptized by John the Baptist. See, John the Baptist was the forerunner of the Master Jesus. God prepared John to make a way for the Master to come. And Jesus, in fact, John said it, that he didn't even know who the Messiah was. But the Lord said, upon whom the Spirit of the Lord will descend, that is the Messiah. Pastor Bishop Mwamba, what do you mean by Messiah? Messiah simply means that he was the expected Savior sent from God to save Israel from sin and destruction. And so, you know, John had been, he was a cousin to Jesus Christ. He had been in the wilderness, living in the wilderness, eating wild honey and locusts. And the Bible tells us his clothing were of animal skin, just like Elijah. He was a raggedy individual. You know what? When God is ready to use you, it does not matter who you are. As long as you are a willing vessel, God is ready to come and be used of you. I challenge you, beloved one, in the name of the Lord, that you surrender your life to Jesus and let his glory be upon you and let him use you for the extension of his own kingdom. You see, God wants vessels that he can use to extend his kingdom, to propagate the gospel. You say, what is to propagate? To propagate the gospel simply means to preach the word of God. To preach this word to the perishing world so that the world can know Jesus and be born again. And so we see here that Jesus, this time, well, had come for public ministry. There was this wedding, and the Bible says that, you know, Jesus was invited, and his disciples and his mother was there. And as the wedding ceremony and celebration continued there, suddenly they ran out of wine. But it will amaze you the reaction of the mother of Jesus. He came straight to his son. That's amazing, because the mother had so much trust in her son that he was able to do something about this lack at this wedding. You know what? When people have a trust in you and believe in you, God deposits that trust in you. Do not sell out that trust when people believe in you and they know that you can bring forth something that can benefit their lives. You see, the mother of Jesus knew that her son, there was something in him that he can perform that miracle. That's believing in you. See, people will follow you and believe in you when they see the anointing of the Lord upon your life. When I came from Nigeria, I had nothing. All I had was the anointing of the Holy Ghost from the Bible college I attended in Nigeria, the ordination I received. When I came to Zambia, all I had was my King James version of the Bible. I had no home, I had no land, I had no car. But you see, when I started to share the word of God and preach, people believed in me and believed in the word that I shared. So they followed me. And so we started this church, which began to grow. And within a short time, we had 50 members. And as I continued preaching, the power of God was so great. People were delivered and healed from devils, and demons were cast out. And the news spread all over the city of Lusha. A man of God has come from Nigeria. He's praying for the sick. Devils and those possessed by demons are being set free. People who are possessed with devils used to come to my residence because I lived with an elder. At that time, I didn't have my house. And they came in the night to seek for deliverance. They came in the night to seek for healing. Listen to the word of the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. God used me to the extent that people saw the power of God. He vindicated my ministry by the signs that he performed. From then on, when they followed, the church began to grow. And I never disappointed them. I was there every Sunday to preach. I was there every Wednesday if I had not traveled outside the country. I was there committed to the ship to preach. Started this Word of Life Bible College, you know, International Correspondence School. All of us lecturers, professors, we are dedicated to the vision of the house. We are determined to teach and preach to every student that God will give us until the year is done and the graduation is set. And we're going to have a dynamic graduation here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Hallelujah. We have another batch of students who are going to graduate in Zambia at the Hotel Pamozi or Lusaka Hotel, whatever best venue they're going to pick up there in Zambia. The graduation will be held there. But listen, beloved one. The mother of Jesus trusted her son that her son can do something. You know what? Jesus was a manifestation of God himself. He was the Son of God. Just because Jesus was her son, she did not underestimate the greatness of the son. You know, just because they are related to somebody, if they are called of God, don't underestimate the anointing upon their life. Sometimes familiarity causes people to miss the miracles of God. Jesus was anointed of God. Jesus was the Messiah who had come to save humankind from their misery. Jesus, when the word was spoken to him about the wine, listen to what he said. And, you know, both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Verse 4. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet. You see, when he said woman, it wasn't like he was insulting his mother. It was like the terminology we use here in America of respect to say, oh, ma'am. You see, or madam, like they say in England. It was a term of respect when he said woman. Remember at the cross when he was about to dying, he said to John, he said, John, behold your mother. As he said, woman, behold your son. And son, John, behold your mother. That was a term of respect. But the whole thing is Jesus was not yet ready to begin his ministry. Everything at a time slot. What he was telling his mother, don't interrupt my program. I have a time slot. I have a program I'm working by. But you know what? He did not disappoint his mother in that even if the time was not yet, for the sake of the demand that was placed upon him, he responded to his mother and performed the miracle. You know, sometimes we look for the appropriate time. Oh, when everything is good, when everything has fallen in place, I have a car. Oh, I have a nice home. Then I'm going to go to church. Oh, when everything is nice and befitting. You know, I have enough money. Then I'm going to start tithing to the church. No, begin where you are. Mr. Bishop Mwamba, I've only got $20. Well, from $20, give $2. Give 10% of what you have. See, like here in the Bible school, we're beginning from scratch. The Bible college that we had in Africa, and we still have there, we just need to revamp it. I built it from scratch. People gave money. Christ for the Nations here in America gave us $2,500 for that project. Families, friends of mine here who are businessmen who gave me money like $5,000, $10,000, and we built that church and the Bible college in Zambia. So the same thing is going to happen here in America. We need faithful people who are going to trust us. Like the way Mary, the mother of Jesus, trusted her own son. Who are going to say, Bishop, I have $1,000 I want to give into the Bible school so you can buy these computers, so you can get the offices, you know, rent offices, have all these facilities and equipment for the office. So your ministry can be operating and running. I'm believing God for God to move in that perspective and grant us faithful men and women who are going to follow the vision. Amen. And so Jesus did not disappoint his mother. And I'm telling you now, when you come to the Lord, don't wait until everything is in place. The Lord is not going to disappoint because you don't have a house. Just because you don't have a car doesn't mean that you cannot start a ministry. Just because you don't have the basic needs of life doesn't mean that you cannot go to church. Begin where you are. And call on God because God is going to move. No, it only takes to believe. The main part of my message here is the power of believing. Simply believing God and putting pressure on what God has promised, miracles will happen in your life. And so Jesus responded to his mother, even if it was not yet his time. For he says there, woman, my time is not yet. The hour has not yet come. Verse 4. Mine hour is not yet. But verse 5, look at what his mother said because of his belief in his son, in her son. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. I like the faith of this woman. My God, mothers, you know, mothers, when they get hold of something and say, my son is going to be this, they begin to prophesy over that child until they become what they want them to be. Look at Selena, the sisters. How they play the lawn tennis. They're champions of the world. Look at the golfer, how God groomed him, this powerful golfer, Tiger Woods. His father trained him from a child's age until he grew up and became a champion. It's the same thing with us. This woman tells the servants there, he says, whatsoever he tells you to do, you do it. She didn't say, okay, when my son wants to do it, then you do it, you know. No, she's done with her son. He has to do it. Although he said, my time is not yet too high, he has to do it. That's faith. That's believing. Once you pray to the Lord, don't go back to beg and say, well, I hope it's going to happen. You have prayed. God has heard you. Just continue to move forward and the miracle is going to take place. For example, you're asking for $10,000. And then you don't see the money come immediately. Don't go, complaining in the streets. Oh, I don't know if God is working. I don't know if these things are going to come to pass. You have already prayed to the Lord. Believe like Mary. Start to prepare for the miracle to happen, and it will happen. So she's preparing now that the wine is going to be there. So she tells the people who are going to help her son perform the miracle. And Jesus does not say, well, woman, it's not my time and I'm not going to do nothing. No. He tells and corrects her, but he still does the miracle. God will meet you at your point of need no matter what. There were times when this blind Bartimaeus, totally blind on the streets and begging for his livelihood. And Jesus is passing by on the road to Jericho. And he heard the sound of people moving. And he asked, he said, what's going on? They said, no, it's Jesus of Nazareth. He was passing by, going into Jericho. When he heard that, the Bible says he shouted from the top of his voice. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. See that? He cried to the Lord for mercy. And the Bible tells us that though Jesus was not scheduled to actually heal this guy as it was, although him being divine, he knew everything, he knew he was going to do it, the Bible said he stopped his own entourage. And he called him, he said, come, bring him here. That's when these people now rushed to this blind Bartimaeus and told him, the Lord calleth thee. When you came before Jesus, he said, the Lord said, what do you want me to do for you? Already the Lord knows that this guy is blind. He can't see. He knows this guy is a beggar. He's there with a plate begging for alms, for help. But the Lord wanted this guy to vocalize his need, tell the Lord exactly his need. Then he cried out, Bartimaeus told the Lord, Lord, that I may see. Guess what the Lord Jesus said? Receive thy sight, for thy faith has made thee whole. Oh my God. From then, blind Bartimaeus was totally healed. The Bible tells us when he heard that Jesus was passing that way, going into Jericho, and then was coming out of Jericho, he left his little plate, whatever he had in his hand where people threw the money. He was in tatters and rags. He threw his rags away and ran to Jesus. Let me tell you what. When you hear Jesus coming your way, it's not time to dilly-dally. Get rid of the things that are going to hinder you from seeing the Lord Jesus and starting afresh in life. Get rid of the booze. Get rid of these friends that are unprofitable. Get rid of you going to unpopular places to involve yourself and waste time. Go, run to Jesus. He's calling for you. And whatever miracle you need, he will perform it. But Mary has received his sight. And these guys, Mary, the mother of Jesus, told them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And they went ahead. Jesus, there were some ports, the Bible tells us, you see that? The mother said unto him, to his servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, you do. Verse 6, and there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firstkins apiece. Jesus says unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. Can you imagine the miracle? Jesus, he tells them to go fill these pots with water. Jesus knew who he was. And these guys did not argue with him. They went on ahead and filled the pots with water. Never argue with the man of God. He's an instruction. Never lose your heart in the man of God when he's telling you to do something for the kingdom. Never say, no, I never seen it this way. I don't think anything is going to happen here. stand your ground and believe the word of the Lord. For when a man of God is speaking, he's speaking by the Holy Ghost. And whatever you're looking for is going to come to pass. Guess what? Those water pots that they drew turned into wine. I am here to tell you, Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba, I'm saying to you, prophesying, anything you need from the Lord, he will do it for you. Why don't you support our Bible school? Send us some computers. Some of them you don't use. You got 5 computers. We're looking for computers here in the Bible school to let the students learn. Send us some computers. Send us some money so we can print our stationery and, you know, rent buildings here in Dallas. Well, you say, how do I get in touch with you? Well, send me an email, bishopmwamba@outlook.com, and I will respond to you. Or the Word of Life Bible College, the number 7, @outlook.com, and I will hear you. Or go to Facebook, look for Word of Life Bible College, and click there and register. Or go on my name, Bishop Lawrence Mwamba. Click there and let's become partners and support our ministry. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba signing off here in Dallas, Texas, and saying, God bless you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.